Hi, welcome to Bookie. To unlock more world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Bookey at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features. Today we will unlock the book Emotional First Aid, Practical Strategies for Treating Failure, Rejection, Guilt, and Other Everyday Psychological Injuries. We take medicine when we have a cold, and we dress our wounds when we are injured. We all know how to take care of our bodies, but we often turn a blind eye to psychological injuries. Everyone at one point or another experiences feelings of rejection, loneliness, frustration, or low self-esteem. These are psychological pains that we should not ignore. Fortunately, there is a mental health medical kit that allows us to cure ourselves. This book tells us how to alleviate pain and pull ourselves together with just a few simple steps. There is a well-known novella called Letter from an Unknown Woman, written by Austrian writer Stefan Zweig. It tells the story of R, a famous novelist, who receives a letter on his 41st birthday from an unknown woman. In the letter, the woman claims to have first encountered the talented novelist when she was 13, and to have been deeply in love with him for the following 18 years. As an adult, she sought out the writer again, and without revealing her identity spent several nights with him. These few brief encounters led to the birth of a boy, who eventually passed away from the flu. The woman, devastated and herself seriously ill, used the last moments of her life to write the letter and confess her love to the writer. The novelist had no recollection of the woman, and could not remember their encounters at all. The tragedy of this story makes us wonder under what mental circumstances the woman made all of her decisions. Why did she never identify herself to the writer in those 18 years? Maybe it was because of her low self-esteem, her fear of being rejected, her rumination, or her loneliness. These things destroyed her life. While her illness might have technically killed her, her mental distress effectively prevented her from living. So, you see, emotions can have tremendous power. Extreme emotions not only affect our physical well-being, they also destroy our lives. So, it is really important for us to pay attention to changes in our mental state and prepare a mental health medical kit to help us when necessary. The author of this book, Dr. Guy Winch, has a PhD in clinical psychology from New York University, and is a licensed psychologist. He has been studying ways to alleviate people's psychological stress for many years. The book we are sharing with you today contains the strategies he has developed to treat psychological injuries. The book combines his years of clinical practice and cases with the latest scientific research. This book contains 7 types of emotional crises and their corresponding first aid treatments. The crises are rejection, loneliness, low self-esteem, rumination, guilt, failure, and loss. If you have ever encountered any of these crises, you can use the treatments in this book to help yourself. You can also use them to help the people around you. It must be said that this is an amazing book, and it can help make our lives better. Now let's examine the first type of emotional crisis, rejection. Everyone experiences rejection in their life. For example, when you confess your love to someone, you may hear "you're great, but we are not right for each other." Or when you have a job interview, the interviewer may say, "we will get back to you," but never does. Rejection starts with a small wound, but if you don't take care of it, it will grow deeper with time. You may think that, because rejection is so common, we should all have developed ways to cope with it and avoid feeling hurt. Unfortunately, this is not the case. Imagine yourself sitting in a waiting room with 2 strangers. One of them picks up the ball on the table and throws it to the second person, who smiles and then throws it to you. The 3 of you then begin playing this ball-throwing game. Now, let's assume you throw the ball back to the first person, and he throws it to the second person, but the second person doesn't throw it back to you. Instead, he throws it to the first person, and the 2 of them play by themselves, effectively excluding you from the game. How would you feel? You might feel that your pride was somewhat hurt. This ball-throwing game is a real psychological experiment. It shows that people excluded from the game experience obvious distress. Experiencing rejection through a small and meaningless game like ball throwing can even make us feel depressed and impair our self-respect. So, what can we do to treat feelings of rejection? First, it is important that we learn to be less self-critical. It is unnecessary to perceive every rejection as our fault and to be overly critical of ourselves. For example, when pursuing romantic relationships, it is not necessarily our mistakes or shortcomings that lead to rejection. It is better to reframe the situation as we are just two people that are not clicking with each other. In addition to treating ourselves nicely and not being overly critical of ourselves, reviving feelings of self-worth is another useful tool. Our confidence often takes a hit when we are rejected, so we need to restore it as soon as possible. One way to go about this is to make a written list of our three most valuable characteristics. For instance, being caring, loyal, and a good listener. Then we can think about how these characteristics influence us. This approach will help revive our confidence and strengthen our self-respect. At the same time, we can get social support from others. We can do this by building new relationships that better suit us and dropping those that no longer serve us. We should evaluate whether our romantic partner, social circle, or even employer is a good fit for our lifestyles and careers. Sometimes, simply spending time with those we get along with can help build a strong sense of belonging, even if few words are spoken. Having these so-called social snacks can also help relieve the frustration that accompanies rejection. So, what is a social snack? Some people will put photos of their loved ones in their wallets. Looking at these pictures can make them feel better after experiencing rejection. We call these photos social snacks. Of course, photos are not the only snacks. Research has shown that recalling positive relationships or warm interactions can also reduce the pain of rejection. Similarly, reading meaningful emails or letters, touching valued mementos, and watching videos of our loved ones can also alleviate the hurt of rejection. In summary, the first emotional crisis is rejection. We can relieve the pain associated with rejection by restoring our self-worth, seeking better relationships, and having some social snacks. Next, let's talk about the second type of emotional crisis, loneliness. We have hundreds of friends on social media platforms, and we can interact with dozens of them at the same time. However, most of these connections are just casual acquaintances with whom we have no deep relationships. Even if we have a committed relationship or live with a spouse, the feeling of emotional distance can still lead to a powerful sense of isolation. Similarly, when we embark on a new stage of life, our sense of isolation can be very strong. For instance, starting university or joining a new company can be a very lonely experience, as we are often surrounded by many unfamiliar faces. The dangers of loneliness are obvious. Loneliness makes us feel vulnerable, disconnected from society, and affects our interpersonal relationships. If we experience loneliness for too long, we start to develop a strong tendency of self-protection, avoid contact with people, and become unwilling to socialize. It affects our physical and mental health over time. In fact, one study even found that students who feel lonely are less resistant to the flu than other students. Loneliness also drives us to create self-fulfilling prophecies. For example, before we go to a party, we might predict that we will behave terribly and assume that we are unwelcome. Once we are at the party, our fears cause us to behave in self-defeating ways. We pretend to check our phones or fold our arms in front of our chest. As a result, no one approaches us. The situation then forms a weird cycle of prediction, fear, and realization of the prediction. This makes us suffer more. So, what should we do? First, we should get rid of our insecure thoughts and behaviors. We should remind ourselves that people just don't know us yet, and that they do want to approach us. Next, we need to identify and overcome the behavioral habits that make others less inclined to approach us. Finally, we can consciously try to improve our social skills. For example, when facing a group of strangers, Why not initiate a topic that interests everyone? This allows people to show interest in us through our topics. After all we need is an opening in the conversation. We can also look for people with similar interests to counter our sense of loneliness. For example, if you like to play tennis, why not join a tennis club? Alternatively, if you like to paint, you can find painting meetup groups on the internet and join their activities. Spending time with people that have similar interests can help us combat loneliness. There is another way to rid ourselves of loneliness. It may sound cliché, but adopting a good friend almost always works. The good friends that we are referring to are pets. Lonely hearts can be comforted by adopting a dog or a cat. Indeed, humans are strange creatures. Sometimes, the comforts brought by a human can't rival those of an animal companion. If your situation permits, adopting a pet may be a good way to resolve some of your loneliness. This concludes our discussion on the second type of emotional crisis, loneliness. To treat loneliness, we must first be conscious of mistakes that affect our relationships with others, and correct them. We must also work on improving our social skills, and make an effort to surround ourselves with like-minded friends. Finally, pets also offer a viable solution for combating loneliness. Today we are just sharing Limited Bookie. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.